Hello, and welcome to Open Source Sex. My name is Violet Blue. My website is tinynibbles.com if you want to find out more about me. I do a lot of things. I'm a blogger, podcaster, GETV reporter. I'm a fembot. I'm the San Francisco Chronicle's sex columnist. I'm also a Forbes web celeb. I was named Wired's Faces of Innovation 2008, SFBG's Best of the Bay 2008, and I've had a lot of nice things said about me, such as Forbes calling me omnipresent on the web, and the Institute for Ethics and Emerging Technology saying that I'm America's leading very public intellectual sexologist. Right now, all over the interwebs, people are talking about the pseudo-documentary that fake reporter Bill O'Reilly, he's a very conservative reporter slash commentator, although I don't really understand exactly what he reports on more than what he opines and gets angry about as an extreme conservative. But anyway, he made a pseudo-documentary about my hometown, San Francisco, that's anti-homeless, it's anti-outsider, it's anti-gay, and most of all, it's anti-human. And I think the last thing that we need right now in the world, and especially in America when we're facing really tough times and a pretty intense transition coming up with the change of administrations, the last thing that we need is more hate and more hysteria. And it reminds me of a column that I wrote for the Chronicle November 16th, 2006. And I want to read it to you because it directly addresses the exact documentary that Mr. O'Reilly is putting forth as his version of an accurate picture of the city that I live in. The piece I want to read to you tonight is called San Francisco Values. I'm now absolutely certain that Bill O'Reilly is the reason ball gags were invented. 2 weeks ago, Fox commentator Bill O'Reilly and Newt Gingrich used the term San Francisco Values as the three dirtiest words they could think of to label future of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and her Democratic brethren. While politer pundits rally for and against what those words mean, citing liberal issues and pot clubs and immigration, we all know what San Francisco Values posited as dirty words really mean. When someone says San Francisco Values, they mean sex. But while conservative pundits cite San Francisco sexual values as evil, no doubt imagining all kinds of lurid details about assless chaps and sodomy, glory hole fellatio, and white shoes after Labor Day in the Castro, they're actually right. In truth, San Francisco's sexual values go further and run deeper than they can even imagine. Because if we're going to talk about San Francisco as a placeholder for a certain kind of sexual value, let's really talk about what's so different about San Francisco's collective sex life. Our values are homo values, that's for certain. We put the phrase sex positive on the map. My friend, Dr. Carol Queen, a sexologist and multi-decade San Francisco sex activist and educator, agrees. She says, "Sex positivity itself is a notion that developed here and continues to spread like a healing meme, an alternative to the right-wing idea that sex is primarily for making babies and giving straight people an excuse to get married, except when you really need to call up a gay hooker with some meth to help you unwind, and even then it's dangerous and problematic." Short definition of sex positivity: the notion that sexuality is or could be a positive part of everyone's life and that everyone has the right to pleasure and his, her, their own erotic desires and sex and gender identity as long as it's consensually expressed. You see, dear listener, we are different. We have sex shops aplenty from the Mission to the Marina, leather shops, fetish wear shops, and free condom bowls at card stores in the Castro alongside bowls of free biscuits for your pug. There are all gender, all orientation sex clubs, one is three levels, sex-positive hotels and B&Bs, and we have places where porn and hookups are made, from the porn palace to the kinky salon. We have the ginormous, family-friendly, and not really sexual, but of course highly sexualized by homophobes and people like Bill O'Reilly, San Francisco Gay Pride Parade, and the overtly sexual, but every year a lot more like Six Flags does leather, BDSM-positive, Folsom Street Fair, bringing in hundreds of thousands of sex-happy tourists to bask in our values from all over the nation and the world. Look, what's different about sex in San Francisco is that we're honest about it. We understand that accepting, even celebrating, sexual diversity goes hand in hand with keeping people healthy. It's that simple. The first diagnosis of Kaposi sarcoma occurred on April 9, 1981 in San Francisco. In 1984, the San Francisco AIDS Foundation debuted the first ever Safer Sex poster and campaign. Thousands were dying, but in 1984, people with AIDS were still unable to find services outside San Francisco. Only in 1987 did then-President Ronald Reagan first mention the word AIDS. At that point, death toll over 20,000 Americans, more than 9/11, while San Franciscans were living through the horror of an entire population nearly eradicated by AIDS. You better bet we have different values here. Queen concurs. She tells me, caring for people with AIDS is a San Francisco value that, at the height of the epidemic here, consumed almost the entire city. So while Republicans have tried to offload social services onto the private sector, I believe San Franciscans proved we could do it first and better. The only remotely comparable situation I can think of, Hurricane Katrina relief, was done similarly in the face of great government neglect by citizens, friends, and lovers of a town everyone looks to as a refuge from the rest of the country's values. By being open about sex, San Francisco is home to unique resources that are keeping people sexually healthy, both physically and mentally. We have co-op strip clubs, stripper unions, comprehensive health clinics for prostitutes and sex workers, dildo factories, free sexual help and health email hotlines, gay male health clinics, women-owned sex toy retailers that are over a quarter century old, a center for sex and culture with an outreach department that serves every community imaginable, at least half a dozen community institutions with classes on sexual health and pleasure, and more. San Francisco values are about being honest about what happens in your community rather than shun or hide it. Not what Bill O'Reilly is telling you in his video. Queen elaborates, finally, what's the opposite of hypocrisy? That's a crucial San Francisco value and is what, I believe, moved millions of voters at the polls. They saw not only what hypocrites some of their leaders were, but also saw the effects of that hypocrisy on people personally and also socially. After that, who wouldn't find it a relief to look to a city where lying isn't required? So that's fine by me, personally, Violet Blue, if people like Bill O'Reilly and Gingrich and all the rest want to wallow in their homophobic male fantasies of San Francisco values. Sex between two men is normal. Sex between two women is normal. Sex between a man and a woman is normal. Sex is normal. Pundits and politicians want to scare people with San Francisco values because they don't fundamentally believe sex is healthy. They're the dinosaurs, and we're the meteor. So that sounds like my sermon of the night, and that was my column from a couple of years ago, which is still incredibly appropriate, and yes, I did interject a couple of comments directly addressing the video, pseudo-documentary, amateur filmmaking, by the way, that O'Reilly and company has made. I think they're scared, and they should be. Because if they're worried about the type of values that my city and the people that we have here, and the way that we've taken care of each other and love each other, and really truly express love no matter what gender orientation or religious orientation that people have, well then, that's fine, they can be scared, but just know that they're lying about us. And if Bill O'Reilly wants to debate me about this any day of the week, he knows where to find me. Thank you so much to listening to Open Source Sex tonight. And I hope that you have a great week.